Hello, I am Hypnofish, and this file is called Slutty Bride to an Orc. This file assumes you are male. In this file you will be captured by a tribe of orcs, and forced to be a slutty bride to one of its members. You will be degraded and sexually used by a male orc who has taken you to be his bride. If this is what you want, then get into a comfortable position in a chair or bed, and begin to relax. Start by closing your eyes. Then focus on your breathing. Let out all the air in your lungs, and then breathe in. Hold it. Now breathe out. Very good. Now again, breathe in. Hold it. And breathe out. You are doing very good. Breathe in. Hold it. And breathe out. Breathe in. Hold. And breathe out. Now I want you to relax and breathe normally as we begin to relax your muscles. Let's start with your feet. Focus on the muscles in your feet. Tense them up, tightly. And now relax them. Move up to your calves. Now tense your calf muscles. And relax them. Move up to your thighs. Tense. And relax. Good. And now your butt. Tense. And relax. Moving on to your stomach. Tense. And relax. Very good. Now your chest. Tense. And relax. Now your hands. Tense. And relax. Now up to your biceps. Tense. And relax. Now up to your shoulders. Tense. And relax. And finally, your face muscles. Tense. And relax. Very good. Now you should be nice and relaxed, and ready to go down into hypnosis for me. I want you to visualize yourself walking down a dark, spiral staircase. Just keep your mind focused on the stairs as you keep stepping down, one foot after the other. forever going down into the darkness. See it in your mind's eye as you listen to my voice taking you down. Forget about your physical body, and focus on this mental one. While you are with me, your mental body is the only one that matters. I want you to count backwards with me as you keep going down these stairs. Starting from the number 10. Feel the stairs beneath your feet as you are walking down into the dark. 9. Forgetting your physical body. Leaving it behind to join me in this hypnotic realm. 8. Continuing to go down the stairs. 7. Feeling the slight breeze past your cheeks as you go down into the darkness. 6. Seeing the stairwell around you getting darker as you continue going down. 5. Feeling your physical body becoming so heavy. 4. Being able to feel your mental body more and more. 3. Everything is completely dark. The only thing you can see are the stairs beneath your feet as you continue to go down. 2. Seeing a small amount of light begin to appear somewhere at the end of the stairwell. 1. Coming down to the end of the stairwell. 0. Completely relaxed. Completely hypnotized. Ready to experience anything in your mental body. You will be able to see, hear, feel, taste, and smell anything I tell you. You are now at the bottom of the stairwell. Standing in front of a door. You can see a small amount of light coming through the bottom of the door. It is the only light here at the bottom of the staircase. Raise up your hand and push it against the door. The door opens, and your eyes are invaded by a bright light. Step into the light now. As you step through the door, your eyes get used to the light. You begin to see the world form around you. You are in the middle of a path leading through a forest. The smell of fresh pine trees in the air. You hear the sound of birds chirping all around you. The sun is high in the sky, and you feel a cool breeze across your face as you enjoy the calmness of the forest. You begin walking along the path. The path is calm and relaxing. You hear a bit of rustling somewhere far behind you. You think it might just be an animal of the woods. You continue walking, but hear the rustling coming closer. You start to worry that it might be some sort of predator. You speed up your walking, hoping to get away. But the rustling just keeps getting closer and closer. Then you start to hear voices. They are speaking and shouting in a language you don't understand. It sounds tribal, guttural, and primitive. You begin to worry now, speeding up your pace to a run. Just then, you hear the thuds of footsteps behind you. You turn to look over your shoulder and see a pack of strange green creatures. They are running towards you with ropes, chains, and strange throwing tools. You turn forwards again, and prepare yourself to break into a sprint. But before you can finish that thought, your legs are suddenly wrapped together by the throwing tool. You lose balance and fall face first towards the ground. Dazed from the fall, you try to compose yourself. But before you know it, a large shadow appears over your form. You feel a humongous green hand grab your shoulder and turn you over onto your back. Your vision is blurry, and all you see is the large green figure taking a cloth and a vial of strange green liquid out of his pack. He dabs a bit of the liquid onto the cloth, and then presses it to your face, covering your mouth and nose. It smells slightly bitter, and you quickly begin to lose your sight as you black out into unconsciousness. Your vision fades back in. Your eyes are groggy, but you begin to see the scene around you. You are tied, hanging by your hands and feet to a pole, being carried between two of your captors. They must have removed your clothes while you were out, because you are now completely naked and helpless. You squint your eyes as you become able to see your captors in clear view. They look like something out of a fantasy game. Orcs. Their bodies are humanoid, but instead of a normal skin color, their bodies seem covered head to toe in a solid dark green. They are also much taller than any normal human. From what you can tell, they are all standing at 8 or 9 feet tall of pure muscle. You look to their faces and see expressions of experienced hunters. You can see small tusks of different shapes and sizes poking out from the sides of each of their mouths. You look down and see they are walking shoeless. In fact, most of their bodies are uncovered by anything besides tribal tattoos and a small loincloth. A loincloth which leaves nothing to the imagination, as you see that each of these orcs must be a male. You can see the outline of huge cocks in every loincloth. As you are staring at the huge bulge, you hear a playful grunt from above. You look up to the face of the orc. It seems like he knew what you were staring at, and is smiling down at you with a pitying look. He reaches down to his loincloth and grabs the fabric with his hand. In one swift motion, he tears the entire cloth off, revealing his massive orc cock. He walks over to where you are being carried by the two other orcs, and presses the inside of the loincloth right onto your face. He makes sure to cover your mouth and nose so that you can only breathe his scent. It is so strong and manly. The smell is clouding your mind and making you hazy. You are finding it hard to stay conscious again. Just like with a strange green liquid. But this time it is only his pure masculine scent that is making you lose your mind. You feel him take the strings to the loincloth, and wrap it tightly around the back of your head. He makes another playful grunt as he leaves your side and rejoins his spot in the pack. You are stuck there on the pole, helpless to avoid his scent as it invades your mind. Your vision gets hazy again as you black out. Your mind returns to you when you hear the sound of drumbeats in the background. You feel the loincloth still wrapped snugly around your face. You can still breathe the orc's raw cock smell on the fabric, but it's time with the open air and your face has lessened the amount of his scent available to cloud your mind. You groggily open your eyes to see that the sun has died down, and it must be close to night time. You see that you still tied to the pole, being carried by the two orcs. You look up and see that you are passing through a large wooden gate, which promptly shuts behind you. As you pan your head around, you see that you are now within the confines of a decently sized orcish commune. There are huts everywhere pieced together by leather and wood. You see huge braziers being lit for the coming night. You see many orcs winding down from doing their daily chores, and their interest seems to be perked by what the latest hunting party has brought them. You look ahead, and see some sort of a meeting area. A raised platform in the middle of the village, with a large throne sitting in the middle. a large, decorated ark is sitting on the throne. You guess he is the chief by his many adornishments, and the crown made of bone sitting atop his head. The two orcs carrying you lead you to the foot of the Sorc chieftain's throne, and then plop you down onto the ground. The bindings around your hands and feet keeping you tied to the pole are quickly removed. And the naked orc who was the owner of the loincloth on your face walks over to you, and unties his underwear from behind your head. Your mind is allowed to think freely again as the smell is no longer invading your brain. But you feel slightly empty without his scent flowing through you. You form a sad look on your face, before quickly regaining composure and shaking your head to try to regain a hold of yourself. The orc gives another low, grunting laugh as he puts his loincloth back on, and leaves to join the crowd of orcs that have gathered around the meeting area. Your two orc captors grab hold of your body, and sit you upright onto your knees in front of the orc chieftain. They then leave to join the crowd, and you are alone in the center of the meeting area with the chieftain. You look up into his eyes, and see his harsh eyes gazing into yours. He has deep, piercing green eyes. It feels like he is staring straight into your soul. He reaches down and cups your chin in his hand. He tilts your head upwards, and then side to side, inspecting you. You are not sure what he is looking for, but you hope you don't displease him in any way. You wouldn't want to feel the wrath of such a strong beast. The chieftain takes his large, fat thumb, and sticks it into your mouth. He rests his other hand on top of your head, and pulls your jaw downward. Your mouth is opened wide as he squints his eyes, gazing into the inside of your mouth. You begin to drool a bit onto your lap below as his thumb is forcing your jaw open. He then lets go of his strong grip on your head, but keeps his thumb in your mouth. A moment passes as it looks like he is waiting for something. You start to see an anger in his eyes, and you hurry to take some action so as to not displease him. You wrap your mouth closed around his thumb and begin sucking. You can taste the sweaty orc flesh on your tongue as you suck his thumb deep into your mouth. You see a smile break the chieftain's lips. He gives an approving grunt as he withdraws his thumb from your sucking mouth. He then motions to your two orc captors, who come and grab your form once again. They face you away from the chieftain, and push your head to the floor, with your ass sticking up, on display to the orc king. You feel two rough hands grip each side of your ass cheek, and pull them apart. You feel the cool air rushing past your anus, and you could swear you feel the chieftain's harsh stare, inspecting your hole. After what feels like an eternity, you feel the hands on your ass let go, as your cheeks clap shut. You hear the orc chieftain let out a yell of approval to the tribe, and you are swiftly taken by your captors over to a hut off to the side of the meeting area. Once inside the hut, you see that it looks like some sort of alchemist works here. There are different colored potions on shelves all along the walls, and a big cauldron sitting in the middle of the room. The cauldron is filled with a strange pink liquid, and it looks big enough to fit a human inside. You realize that's exactly what it was made for, as your captors drag you over to the cauldron, and lift you up and over the edge. You feel the pink liquid engulf your body as you are covered head to toe in this strange liquid. Every inch of your body is drenched. You feel it changing you somehow. Your skin is tingling all over. There is a funny feeling in your cock. A strange, but pleasurable feeling. As you begin to rot your body, you feel large hands reaching into the pot, and pulling you out. You hit the floor of the hut with a thud. You cough up some of the pink liquid, and open your eyes. You look down and see that you no longer have the same body you once knew. It's still you, but your body is hairless except for your scalp. and your skin is so smooth. Your body also feels a bit more shapelier and feminine than you remember. You now have a slight curve to your waist, and your ass feels a bit more bubblier than normal. It also looks like you have small nubs sticking out from your chest. Not quite boobs, but too feminine to be normal for a guy. You look down at your crotch, and see that your cock has shrunk. No longer sporting a package of any respectable size, you now have a tiny 2-inch cock with two tiny balls accompanying it. You feel sad at your predicament, but have no time to process it, as your two orc captors move into action once again. You feel a black leather collar clicking around your neck. You see it's connected to a leash that is held by one of the orcs. He gives you a tug on the leash, and you begin to stand up, but he puts a hand on your shoulder. You look up at him, and he just points to the floor. You get the message and you stay on your hands and feet. The captor with the leash then leads you out of the tent, and back out into the orc commune. You are following behind this orc on your hands and knees throughout this orc stronghold. You see some orcs looking your way and giving slight chuckles or grunts as they see your pathetic form. You are led this way for a minute or two until you arrive at your destination. Just a normal hut. You are dragged to the cloth door hanging outside this hut in the middle of the commune. The orc leading you by your leash sits you in front of the cloth opening to this hut. He then releases his grip on your leash, and gives you a push of his foot on your ass, sending you tumbling down through the door onto the floor of the hut. You look around and see that the hut is modestly furnished. There is a bed in the corner, a table in the middle, and a chair in the back. You gasp when you see who is sitting in the chair. It is the orc from earlier, the one who wrapped his loincloth around your face. You see he is wearing it once again, being naked in everything besides the loincloth. He looks at you, and you see a smile form on his thick, green lips. He makes a come hither motion with his finger, motioning towards him. But you are still resistant. You don't want to just give in and become this orc's plaything. He makes a displeased frown. He stands up and walks over to you. He picks up the leash off the floor, and walks back to his chair, pulling you along behind him. He sits down, still holding your leash in his hands. His legs spread apart, as he relaxes in his chair, and you feel his grip on your leash start to tighten. He is pulling your face towards his crotch. You try to resist, but he is too strong for you to fight against. Your head is slowly pulled forward until your nose makes contact with his covered bulge. You slap helplessly against his thighs with your hands, but there is no fighting the strength of this creature. You try not to breathe, but eventually your lungs start to burn and you give in, inhaling deep breaths of his scent. The smell is similar to before, but even more raw and powerful now that you are getting it right from the source. It is piercing your mind, making you go hazy, as he lets you sit there and breathe it in. Suddenly you feel another tug on your leash, as your face is now mashed into his crotch. Your whole world is surrounded by his cock scent. It is invading every crevice of your body. Every inch of resistance you had is now melting away, as you are overpowered by his incredible musk. Your mouth is pressed against the fabric, and you can taste a bit of his precum and cock sweat seeping through. You can't help but begin to try to suck in the fabric through your mouth, trying to get to the raw manhood underneath. You are salivating uncontrollably. There is nothing else you want in this world other than this orc's huge cock in your mouth. The orc grips your hair and pushes your head away from his crotch. You hear yourself let out a slight whimper. He just smiles as he looks at your mindless, musk-drunk state. He knows that you are his now, and you will do anything to get his cock. He reaches down to his loincloth and rips it off. Now you see it. The giant green orc cock. The only thing that matters in your world. Your mouth is slack and your tongue lolling out past your jaw. A line of drool dripping down onto the floor as you stare at your owner's cock. You feel his hand and your hair start pulling you towards his crotch again. He pulls your head right past his cock and mashes your face into his balls. Your whole world is spinning. It smells so good. You smell the scent of orc sweat all over your face as your head is nesting in his crotch. You feel the orc bending over behind your back and grasping your wrists together. You feel the fabric of the loincloth encircling your wrists as he's tying them tightly together so they can't move. You know you won't resist your orc master, but it seems he likes making sure you are helpless anyway. He then sits back up and grabs onto your head again with his giant hand. You feel your head being turned sideways along his cock, as he drags your lips all the way along the length of his cock, and then to his cockhead. You give one last look into your master's eyes, just to see his smirking face. Then you feel your head being forced onto his cock. The tip slipping past your lips as you form a no around his length. He is pushing your head down, slowly bringing the cock deeper into your mouth. You feel 4 inches of it already in your throat. He pushes further into your mouth as you feel a 1/5 inch glide into your mouth. And then a 1/6. You want to fit more of his cock into your mouth, but it feels like you are at your limit. You look up at your master, and he seems a bit disappointed, but then an idea seems to come to him. He removes your head from his cock and stands up from his chair. He picks you up in his strong arms, and cradles you as he walks over to the bed. Your orc master lays you down on your back on top of his bed. Your head is hanging backwards, off the bed. You notice that the bed is about the height of your master's waist, and you now know what his idea was. You are excited for what's to come, and stay in position, ready for his cock to invade your throat. But instead, the orc lifts up his sack, and plops on top of your mouth. Just going with it, you begin to suckle at one of his testicles like a little baby. You let his ball taste seep into your mouth. You then open wide and try to take a whole orb into your mouth. It's almost too big to fit, but he reaches down and aids you by pushing the testicle into your mouth with his hand. It tastes wonderful to have your mouth invaded by his giant testicle. And then you feel him pushing down on his other testicle, trying to fit his second into your mouth next to his first. Your eyes open wide, as you don't think it will fit. But eventually, you feel it force its way into your mouth with a pop. Your master then settles in and puts some of his weight onto your face, as you are stuck there with both of his balls in your mouth. You feel his taint press into your nose, and it begins cutting off your oxygen. You try breathing around the smooth balls in your mouth, but the skin forms an almost perfect seal, and you are prevented from getting enough air. You start to see stars, and begin squirming on his bed, fighting for air. You pull at your makeshift handcuffs with your hands, but they are too secure to fight against. You begin writhing on your master's bed, as the only small amount of air you can breathe is the musk of his taint, and the sweat of his balls. After what feels like an eternity, you feel the orc lifting his weight off of your face. You feel the balls tug at your mouth for a moment before they come free with an audible pop. He lets you recover for a moment, as you take deep breaths of air into your lungs. Then you feel him covering your form again, lining up his cock head with your mouth. He begins to push his cock in. You feel yourself again at 4 inches. Then 5. Then 6. You try to open your throat wide to allow more of his cock in. Then suddenly you feel it. He is able to push a 7th inch into your throat. And then an 8th. Just one more inch would hilt you with the base of his cock. With a final grunt, your master pushes that final inch past your lips, and you feel your lips make contact with the base of his shaft. Your nose is completely covered by his balls in this position. You are unable to breathe when he is fully hilted, but he just keeps you here. Your chest and hips begin bucking as your lungs scream for oxygen. Just then, your master lets off just 1/2 inch. Just enough to let you breathe in his ball scent through your nose. He then seals off your oxygen once again by pushing you to the hilt. And then he pulls back a bit again to let you breathe. He continues doing this, training you to learn how to hold your breath, and breathe in his scent when you need air. Then he pulls further out of your mouth and thrusts back in violently. He begins to thrust in and out, using your throat as a fuck sleeve. You hear the wet sounds of your spit, squishing against his cock flesh. He fucks your throat mercilessly, only allowing you short breaths in between his thrusts. Eventually he pulls out of your mouth with a wet pop. You see a string of spit going from your mouth to his cock and balls. Your master reaches down, and picks you up, turning you so that you are now laying on the bed normally without your head laying off the side. You see the orc climbing on top of the bed, putting one of his knees down onto the side of your head. Then he lifts his other leg to put it down on the other side of your head. He is on his knees above your face, with his cock resting just in front of your face. You see him scoot forward so that his ass is now above your face instead. He lowers his large ass onto your face, and your vision is cut off from the rest of the room. He spreads his ass cheeks so that his asshole can make contact with your mouth. You expect it to taste dirty, but you only get more of his raw musk that you love. You begin suckling on his asshole, and darting your tongue in and out. You stick your tongue in as far as it can go, and try to get in more of his taste, any way you can get it. You will do anything to please your orc master. Right now, he wants you right here, pleasuring his asshole. And you are loving it. He raises his ass back off of your face, and you see a strand of your spit leading from your mouth to his ass. He moves down the bed, away from your head. He places himself between your legs and lifts them both up in the air to either side of your body. You feel his cock lined up with your asshole, as he begins pushing himself in. His cock is slipping deep inside your ass. He then begins thrusting in and out. It feels amazing. You feel his body descending upon yours, as he gets down on his elbows, continuing to thrust into your ass. Your view is engulfed by his strong, smooth chest thrusting back and forth across your face. You open your mouth and let your tongue just drag along his flesh as his chest glides back and forth with each thrust into your ass. You hear him chuckle a bit as he notices what you are doing. Your master then leans to the side a bit, and lifts up his arm so that his armpit is right over your face. He covers your face with his underarm, so that all you can breath is his manly scent. Your mind is going numb. You are in heaven right now. Being fucked by your master, as he is smothering your face into his armpit. Your arousal is so great, you think you can come just like this. Your penis doesn't need to be pleasured for you to have an orgasm. All you need is your master's cock in your ass, and his scent in your brain. As long as you are pleasing your orc master, it is all the pleasure that you need for you to orgasm. Your ass is being brutally fucked wide open. And all you can smell is your master's armpit. You feel his thrusts getting shorter, and see his body tightening. You know he is going to come soon. And when he comes, you come. That is how your master wants it, so that is how it will be. Then you feel it, the heat inside your ass. You feel the throbbing of his cock in your ass as you feel yourself being filled with a torrent of his thick cum. The warm feeling drives your arousal to its peak, and you feel yourself coming, all over your stomach. Your pitiful load just dribbles out between you and your master's stomach, as he fills your ass up with his huge load. And you are in bliss. Your master withdraws from Uranus with a plop, and falls to the bed beside you. You feel his virile cum pouring out of your battered asshole. He wraps his arm around your body, and pulls you in close so that your head is snuggled into his armpit. You hear his deep, slow breaths, as he calmly drifts off to sleep, leaving you here to spend the full night nuzzled in his armpit. And so you too, drift off to sleep. It's time to take you up now, out of this dream. I will count from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you will be wide awake, and ready to continue with your day. 1. Getting ready to come out of trance. 2. Your mental body fading away. 3. Your physical body coming back into your mind. 4. Waking up and re-entering the physical world. And 5. Wide awake.